What's up, season 3, episode 2, the pop-up podcast with the Yangas. What we talking about today? Well, today we're going to dig into the life of relationships. We're going to dig into what's going on, the relationship killers in 2021, why people are not finding love anymore, or not the love is not lasting, even if they thought they found it. Really, from my personal perspective, just, you know, experiencing on the little bit of time that I've been here on this on Earth school, I noticed that the self-mastery journey has been really trending, you know, self-love, self-care, self-this, self-that. But the angle that everyone's coming from when they're speaking on this journey is more in a selfish way than a selfless way. So because of that, people are having less time to deal with others. So therefore, the relationship is suffering. The relationship between, you know, two people who love each other, they don't have the strength to survive the obstacles or the adversity that comes with dealing with each other. So because of that, you know, people are just like not really wanting to fight the battle. I mean, does it always have to be a battle? I don't know. It just seems like, you know, what anything worth having, you know, comes with a lot of hard work. And we always talk about that. It always starts with self. You know what I mean? People are not really understanding what it means to work on self. You know, it's cool that they're being aware of the journey right now, like all the self-love and all that stuff. But what does it really mean? You know, so with this episode, we're just going to dig into relationships, what relationship killers are, and just go through some things that, you know, we've noticed. And I love this episode. Actually, this is a really fun episode. And hopefully you take something from it. And if you can leave a comment about your journey, your experience through relationships, stuff that you've been through, like, share, comment, repost, do whatever you need to do. But tap in, pay attention, man. Help yourself to whatever content you have. We have a whole list of things that you can listen to on our podcast. And really hope you enjoy this episode. And I'm really excited. So let's get into it. Watch how I start this motherfucker off, though. All these relationships is trying to act like they perfect and they beautiful on social media. You feel me? And in on the inside, they broken down. They're divided.
Unequally yoked ass.
Man! And then they look at us because we never post stuff like that. I mean, we say stuff here and there, you know, me more than you, but that's a whole nother topic. Because I'm getting into that, you know, emotional feeling type thing that I'm learning. I'm learning from you, you know
that's
what I'm
good,
saying?
That's good.
Yeah, but then they look at us because we put out the truth and they still hate us.
I mean, we live in a society today where the truth is not...
won't set you free.
It's not cool. It's not, right, it's not, right. It's not looked at as... it's not trendy. It's not trendy to be like... it's trendy to be unapologetic.
We're gonna make the truth trendy then.
But it's not trendy to tell a nigga the truth and hold a nigga accountable, just as accountable as you hold yourself. You can't hold nobody accountable if you don't hold yourself accountable. And then after you hold yourself accountable, you gotta hold everybody around you accountable of those same things. If not, you're not holding yourself accountable.
I mean, it's just the programming today. The programming that's been going on for years and years and years. Hundreds of years, by the way. I'll just take something as simple as this. Every time someone sees us, because they know we've been together for a long time, they'll come to me and be like, girl, you better make that man marry you. He ain't married you yet. And I'm looking like, who the fuck told you I wanted to get married? Who told you that he's the one holding us back? Like, why do you assume that? You feel me? Like, I never look at a couple... who's not married and judge them, you feel me? And just like some people, like, I'm happy to call you my boyfriend. Nigga, I don't stutter. Like, I'm
45 years old. I don't stutter to say you my boyfriend. Like, why would I be embarrassed to say something like that?
Right.
You know what I mean? And I've seen women around me with men. They don't even know what to call them because they ain't married. You feel me? Right. They got kids together. They live together. But they ain't married. So it's like, this is my, nigga, say it. Nigga, you're living, you're sleeping. Nigga, what is it? Your booty call? What, call it what it is.
In-house, nigga.
In-house. You feel me? Call it what it is, man. Stop being so impressionable. You feel me? Stop letting people control what reality is, man. Your reality is your reality, man. You don't fake that shit because it just destroys you in the
it's
end.
It's gonna break, it's gonna be the needle that you feel me, broke the camel's back. Because it's all up to you. If people as individuals don't understand that it doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter
what a person thinks of you. It only matters if you think the same thing of your motherfucking self. If you think the same thing, that's when it matters. Because now you got to deal with some shit. But if you see yourself in a certain light, and you hold yourself in a certain light, accountability, integrity, all of these words that people hate to use, you know what I'm saying? Honesty and loyalty, trust, all that shit. Like, if you don't stick to these laws were set since the beginning of time. You know what I mean? You won't know how to judge another person righteously. Right. We're supposed to judge each other, but righteously.
Righteously.
We're not supposed to judge each other because a nigga ain't got
a
car.
And condemn
them
for it.
Yeah, a car that you got. Or
yeah.
Because some of these niggas that be doing the judging don't even have the shit that a nigga is judging the person for. Like, you just seen another nigga with it, so you judging a nigga that ain't got it because you feel bad about your situation.
That's crazy.
That's some whole-ass shit. Yeah. And we will sit here and play games with our own minds before we tell the truth to ourselves.
Right. You know what bugs me the most, though, about the whole situation, though? The whole scenario that we're talking about is that these people, which was mostly women, are so focused on the wrong thing.
It starts with women.
You're focused on the title. You're focused on how people are going to perceive you. Why aren't you focused on how you guys are spiritually connected? Why aren't you focused on how you're connected health-wise, on health topics and health matters. Why aren't you focused on the things that are really going to elevate you all to the next level besides being focused on surface shit? You feel me? Like, who cares that your dude, you know what I'm saying? What's some stuff that people say? I hear people say all the time, like,
they hope niggas care. Whatever it is, they hope another nigga care. You feel me? They hope. That's what they hope for.
But why? But the focus is... It's so crazy, and you know what? Letting people talk and really listening to them and not saying a lot, I just be looking like...
Yeah, you're learning.
You described... Everything you described was about material things or a job or money. You did not talk about morals. You didn't talk about any of that. How he treats you and your family, your mama, how he treats himself. Like, you didn't speak on any of those things. So you're not concerned with yourself then.
All of that shit is taught. It's like you said, it's programming.
I know, I get so passionate, babe. I know I be loud, but I just be passionate about all this because it's like, man, I have some personal issues going on within my family just about these similar topics, you know? Me being the younger sister out of, you know, my siblings, it's like they don't think I know anything, you know? And then there's so much information I know.
Fuck all that. They for sure. They know that you know these things because they know the same things. They just mad that you use the information and the knowledge that you have and you apply wisdom. That's the difference between any motherfucker out here is a person that know you know better. Of course you know better, but is you gonna do better? You know better. You know not to smoke cigarettes, but you smoke weed and drink alcohol. Like, which one, like, we just pick and choose our different,
right,
and then
right.
If you don't do none of that shit, oh, you on 8 or 9 different buy meds that your doctor said was good for your body. Like, you ignorant. You're not using your knowledge and applying wisdom.
Right.
You're not
right.
Taking knowledge that everybody knows all of this shit, Google, right, all everything that's said in all these scripts. Anything, any information is out here to be gathered. But if you don't know how to apply wisdom to it and make it benefit you and those around you, You're not doing nothing.
So this is why relationships are not happening, like, I can say relationships are happening, but they're not lasting. There's no longevity in relationships anymore. There's no pride.
Proper foundation.
Yeah. People don't really take pride in morals. They don't take pride in being truthful and honest, you know? And so it's like when you're a person of that nature or that character or those characters, you're foreign to them. They don't even know how to relate to you anymore.
God.
You know? And like with me and you, I just feel like the promise we made to ourselves first is what's keeping us going, you know? Because there's plenty of times I'd be like, fuck this nigga, bruh. He getting on my goddamn nerves. Right? And, but then I mean, like, hold on. Y'all ain't married. You feel me? But that doesn't mean you give up. You know what I mean? Because the bond, the commitment comes before marriage. Right? The bond and commitment is with yourself first, then with the higher power, then with the person that you're speaking with.
Yeah, then
you feel me?
And that goes, and at the very end is the ceremony.
It's the ceremony.
The very end. That's the last thing you fucking do.
Right. If you want to do it. It's not
some,
even.
Some niggas don't even go.
It's not really even necessary,
they just,
though.
Just get married.
Someone said, what was it? I think it was Toby, whatever, that rapper dude. Mm-hmm. He said his ceremony was a trend. His wedding was a trend. You know what I mean? And I felt that on every level because it's like, you know, I'm married to you already. If that's what they want to, if they want to put a label on it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real life though. Like if a man, you feel me, takes a woman in and that woman takes that man in, like mentally, physically, and spiritually, like y'all married.
Right.
Fuck all the rest of that shit. Y'all
right.
married.
Right.
Until that bond is broken by something, because it can be.
Right. But that's why the bond is broken lots of the times, because people depend on that piece of paper.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That piece of paper through the white government, mm-hmm. right? To solidify something that is not solidified between them. It's between, like I said, the three entities. The higher power and y'all too. You feel me? And it's like, that's why marriages don't last anymore. People don't understand that. And I don't know what will help people get
a lot,
that
a lot of people don't even get in relationships to satisfy themselves or the person that they're with. Either they get into relationships to satisfy a group of people that they think are following
facts.
And watching their lifestyle. Ain't nobody fucking watching you.
Facts.
And if they is, they don't give a fuck about what you doing. You feel me? Unless you affecting them in a positive or negative manner. Like, niggas really ain't tripping. Like it's a lot of things going on in this world that people don't know because they just don't fucking know.
Right.
They don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So how can they give a fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so these people, they want followers. That's
right.
What this whole thing is about. Social media and all. Like, you want, niggas want people to see what they do with their life. Like, you're not doing nothing. Nobody else is, like, somebody else is doing the same shit. You're not doing nothing special.
Right.
If you're not giving back. If you're not giving or teaching anything, you're just fucking wasting your breath.
Right.
Wasting your life.
Right.
And it's not cool. Like, niggas want attention for the wrong reasons.
Right. People are afraid to give, too, though, really, when you think about it.
Well, yeah, because they think that it's taking away from them.
They're taking, yeah.
That's stupid.
Right. I mean,
that's hella dumb. There's no explanation. If you're able to give something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and I feel like that's why we have the ability to reason, because a lot of people give to the wrong people.
Yeah,
they
but
give, you know what I mean, they give toward the wrong causes.
Yeah, but we've been unknowing before of all this,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's a process.
Yeah.
You know,
you gotta,
it's all about, you know, self service, in a sense. That means servicing yourself to understand more knowledge and understanding more about yourself to get to a level of understanding where you're comfortable. Discernment, yeah, where you're comfortable with your choices and your decisions.
Right.
You know?
Right. You gotta understand the fucking decision that you're making. Some people just do shit because they seen another motherfucker do it. So they looking for some type of gratification or attention or emotion, whatever it makes them feel like. I mean, me, when I give to somebody that I love and care for and I know it's helping them, but like, I wanna do this shit a million times over. Like, I wanna keep doing it. But if I did that, then I'd be digging myself a major hole. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? Right. So you have to be aware of how you give and when you give and how much you give.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or a nigga just gonna take all of your shit.
Right. I know I was talking to my niece the other day, and we were talking about long-term relationships. Say there was somebody's been with someone for 15 years and they break up. And then there's me on the other hand, who's been in and out of relationships since I was like fucking 15 years old, you know? And she said, and this was crazy that she said that. She goes, she wished that she didn't stay with one person since she was a young girl for all those years. She wished that she had more experience.
Yeah.
And then I kind of like, I was like, only because she had the other experience. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I'm like, I don't know. There's no one's better. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not one experience is better than the other. It's just, you know, what's helping you find you.
Yeah. And sometimes you gotta go through it all.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta stay with a nigga. Sometimes you gotta go through these changes. You gotta go through it all. Sometimes none of that shit is the answer.
Right. Well, people used to always be like, man, you always in and out of relationships. And I'm like, it just didn't feel right, man. Like, let me do me. Even when I got with you, my best friend, she was like, you just got out of a relationship. You need to take time for yourself. And I'm looking at her like, thank you for the advice, but you don't know what's best for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or.
And then, you know, sometimes when we would get into it, that voice of hers, you know, would play in the background and I had to shake it off like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's a process that everyone goes through in a relationship. You're going to have hard times. You're going to go through shit. You feel me? There's going to be times where you're so mad at each other that you don't even have words to really explain how you feel to the next person. Like, it's a growth process, man. And people are not ready for the growth. Like, they're afraid of growth.
You know,
growth is success,
you know,
right?
I love you, girl.
What, you trying to spin me?
You know, I love you. Yeah, nah, fuck these niggas. Let them go through the same, because we went through all our issues to prepare ourselves for this relationship anyway. Like, we was fighting for something. We are fighting for something. When you want something in life, like, you going to go through the shit that you need to go through to get it.
We had a purpose when we got together, though.
Exactly.
It wasn't just like...
We had a purpose before we got together. That's what brought us together.
Right. And I started my self-mastery journey a little bit before I met you.
That's what I'm saying. It was
different. I knew that with you, there were so many things that made you different, though. You know what I mean? The fact that no one in my family knew you. Like, I'm used to talking to people that everybody knows. You know what I mean? Because we all kind of run in the same circle. No one knew you. You know what I mean? You lived in another country.
I'm from another city.
You know? I met you on social media. I've never met anyone on social media before. I thought it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was just so... And just the space that I was in at that time, I just thought, like, the next relationship I get into, which... And I wasn't even looking for a relationship, mm-hmm. actually. My relationship with myself was so peasy.
Mm-hmm.
You met me, bro, when I was just on top of the world. Like, I was loving myself.
You was on top of the world, ready to jump and take flight.
I was ready for something. I was ready for a new adventure.
That's what you
were. I was ready to step out the box.
That's what I'm saying. When you at the top of the world, the only way to get from at the top is to jump off and start flying.
Right. And you was in the same way. You was ready for something new. You was like, I know you told me before that you was praying, like, you know, you didn't know exactly what you was praying for, but you was praying for an answer for something.
Right.
Not like, please God, give me a woman. It wasn't like anything like that.
I was just when I pray for something and then I'm done praying, amen and all that, I get to work. I get to going. I don't even know what the fuck I just get to doing shit. And what I get to doing is guiding me to my calling, to my purpose. And so everything is being set up. Once you take a step, the opposite realm is going to take a step toward you. You take another step and take a step. So you eventually going to meet your calling if you just at work. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas pray for shit and then sit there and wait for the motherfucking shit to... how the fuck is it just going to develop and fall in your lap?
Prayer.
like
that's what people think.
It did not work like that.
I know people think that. I had to do that. You set it up for that. Everyone's like, pray about it. I'm like, what?
this whole life is a process. When I be in the wilderness, I be you feel me, off the bag or whatever, in my zone, and I see I be watching the animals and how they move. Like, they don't be in a rush. They don't be tripping about what the fuck is next. Niggas don't be like, they know what the fuck is happening, cause it's a process. Nigga, I gotta go down this tree. It's a process. If they do anything, cut any corner, it's the end of their life. You know what I'm saying? It's serious. With the animal kingdom. You know what I mean?
Do you think they pray?
I don't even think they got time to even think about none of that shit. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Their clock is different from ours. So
and everything's provided for them.
Yeah, it's already there.
They're connected to
the universe.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
And when you cut yourself off from the universe,
boom,
what the fuck you think gonna happen?
All this man-made, man-fucking ideologies. It's just killing us off, man.
And we're distracted from it by relationships.
By relationships,
what the fuck is a relationship if you can't build yourself?
Because there's no real leaders in relationships anymore, babe. That's the issue. No one is ready to lead. Or the way things are naturally set up has been so distorted that people don't even know how to play their positions. You know what I mean? Everyone has a position in life. There's positions that you need to play in order to get that championship, right?
You're right, but niggas don't even want to play. They just niggas go through these motions because they see other people going through the motions.
Like, yeah, be like, oh, I want that.
Like be a cheerleader if that's what the fuck you gonna be. Be the best fucking cheerleader you gonna be. If you gonna hate, be the best. You feel me? Like, stop worrying about what the fuck somebody else is doing. It's taken away from your time.
You can appreciate things because I'm way different than you because you don't even have time. You're right. That's how you are.
Nah, yeah,
but me, I like to see.
And I'm not easily impressed by
you. You're not
shit.
Easily impressed. Yeah. And I like to see like what people are doing. And I like to be like, dang, babe, this is dope. We should try this. Or, you know, I just I don't know. That's just, you know, I guess that's just how I am. But I don't consume myself with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I check it out. It's cute. Move on. You know what I mean? I'll share it with you, but I don't just keep following these people and be like, but their life is perfect. And I'm like, nah, I look at everybody and be like, they going through the same shit everybody else is going through. But guess what? They're working towards being greater every day.
Right, right. No, and no knock to these people who are trying. You feel me? You gotta attempt, you know what I mean? But you got to be able to understand if it's worth it or not, too. Like, whenever I go after something, I'm in my mind, it's already worth it. I already know what the fuck is gonna happen when I attempt.
Right.
Win, lose, or draw.
Right.
I don't. And so there are some things that I know for sure that I can accomplish and conquer, but I still don't attempt if I feel like it's a waste of my time. I let niggas have that. You can have that. It's good. You know what I mean? Because it's enough out here. It's enough out here to be shared. Like, if you help somebody and you give something to somebody, you got to understand, not expect, but understand that it's going to be reciprocated. It's going to come back to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's faith.
That's faith
all in itself.
That makes me think about how it's going to come back to you. Like, in a relationship, you know, if you don't grow together, you outgrow each other. And it's not saying that you're always going to grow at the same time, but say you're in the relationship and someone, you know, is you see change and you see it in a positive direction. And if you're not paying attention and miss out on that, then that's how you separate. But if you're paying attention, then you'd be like, oh, shit, hold on. Let me check game. You feel me? I need to step it up.
Right.
Like, that's how the person you're with should always be challenging you. And it's not a direct challenge. It's just that you pay attention to what the hell is going on.
Right.
And so it's like you're challenging yourself, but you know that person wants you to come along too. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so a lot of relationships, they're missing that part. And so what happens is they separate because one person goes one way or this person goes the other way, or they don't even understand that process.
They don't communicate. Nobody communicates. Everybody vents and lashes out. Nobody really
I was about to say that.
When you want your voice heard and you want your stand to be noticed, you lash out. You don't understand. You don't try to come to a medium with somebody. Like, it could all be worked out if a nigga just dropped the fucking ego and move about with humbleness.
But when it comes to communication too. And women, I'm talking about women. I think women think that everything needs to be talked about. And I think that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
No!
Everything doesn't need to be talked about. But everything needs to be understood and communicated.
Some things are not going to be understood, though.
Some things are going to be understood.
Yeah, I know, but some things
aren't
either.
By force.
Yeah, by force. Yeah, but when it comes to... Oh my God, I got an issue right now. We need to sit down and talk. Like, nah, man, you can't.
Hey, that's some woman shit altogether.
Because there is no focus, though. Your whole focus. And see, this is, some might disagree with me on this. Some people's relationship, I mean, some people are too focused on just the relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there's a balance with everything, right? So in our relationship, and I'm going to use ours for example. Our relationship is priority, but there's other things besides our relationship. I got kids. You got kids. I got grandkids. You know what I'm saying? You got a mama. You got the people who are important to us, mm-hmm. right? Who give back to us, of course. It's a reciprocated, the relationship. But like, I got a business. You got a business. You know what I mean? There's things that we're doing together and separately. Like, if you have those things and all those things, like, you're so busy, you don't have time to nitpick it hella shit. You only have time to point at the things that are going to grow and make you better. And you're not going to have time to freaking deal with the stuff that's going to hinder you. People are just bored. Straight up. They don't have any purpose at all.
Yep.
You feel me?
So they find their purpose in the
dumb shit.
The weakest shit.
Yeah. And they're so busy pointing the fingers like... Look at yourself with everything, because even if you think you're doing everything right, there's stuff you could do better.
Always.
You know what I mean? Like, I learned that a lot with you, because I can be like very, I get irritated easily. Everything bugs me. I don't know if that's a Virgo thing. You feel me?
It truly is. It truly is, because Virgos not just Virgos. Like, it ain't just Virgos, but for the most part, every Virgo I know, I could vouch for.
Yeah.
Like, it gotta be a certain way. So, you know what I mean? You can't help that.
Yeah.
But what I can help is how I respond to that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I cannot respond to it.
Right.
I can respond to it at times.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's communication too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sometimes that my opinion don't have to be voiced right then and there. You know what I mean? But my reaction will still be the same.
Right.
I don't have to say no words, but you're going to feel how I feel about this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like the nitpicking and all that shit, that's just womanly nature. Like, women want to fucking make it right in their head before, you know, like, it don't have to be right. It can be right here. It don't have to be right in your head. Like, fuck all that. And that's where men and women differ.
They
like,
do differ.
Like, it got to be right in her head no matter what the fuck she's seeing.
Right, right.
And that's boozy, but you feel me? Like, as a man that stand, I got to know how to deal with that shit too.
Right. Woo, you did not know how to deal with that when you first got with me too.
I didn't, but I'm a real nigga, so like, I'm gonna learn quickly how to feel that situation out and address it appropriately.
Right.
I'm a real nigga, so like, it ain't gonna take too many times for me. You ain't gonna keep seeing me bump my head doing the same shit.
Right. Oh like, my God, there's so many things I want to talk about, but it's like, I just thought about a whole bunch of stuff. I learned a lot. I learned a lot in this relationship, more than I've ever learned in any other relationship, which is really patience, though, because, you know, dealing with someone like you.
Patience is poison.
Because you're one of the most hard-headed motherfuckers I've ever dealt with in my life. Like,
you know what? And it, God, you know what makes it bad? You know what makes it bad? You know, not too many people know how to do anything about, like, my stubbornness. I am stubborn. But I'm stubborn to a point. Like
it's bad.
But my stubbornness won't affect you as much as like I don't. It can't affect you. I'm like, I don't go out of my, like I said, I'm going to keep saying this. I don't go out of my way to, like, you, like your focus got to be different.
I just let you do you, though. Like,
and that's how you do it.
Yeah, I just be like.
Guess what I do. All right,
whatever.
Guess what I do. I let you
I know. But in the end, though, you know that look on my face that you don't like to see. I gotta make sure I serve those every now and again. Cause that's your
womanly nature. Like when, like I said, you gotta have it right in your head. You gotta make sure a nigga know like what you own in your head. Like it's good.
It is good.
I know how to deal with that.
It is good, man. Through it all, though, man. You know, I'm glad that we learned that, you know, what's for us is for us, and that, you know, every situation is not perfect, but, you know, as long as you practice on trying to be the best you can be, the process gets a lot simpler, a lot more, less complicated. And I see that with us. Like we don't even argue, bro. Like really, we might have a little, like, nigga, shut up, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You said shut the fuck up the other day to me or something. And I'm like, whoa, babe.
You be needing that shit.
No, I don't need that. I be like, well, I don't wig out. I be like, whoa, babe.
I'm just saying, but whoa. You be pushing the envelope.
Your envelope is thin.
You be pushing it.
Your trigger? Your trigger, what's that? The sensitive. What's that trigger? Like,
the hairline.
Yeah, that's what you got, bro. Like, it doesn't take much. I'm like, what just happened? Why is he so upset? Like, this is so... Because I'm more easygoing than you.
But I'm not... It's not abrupt. It's not like my reaction don't, even though it may shock the crowd, it's still not, what's the word I'm looking for?
Still not what?
Catastrophic. Like I could turn around and talk about the decision. Like some niggas do too much and there's no turning back from certain responses. You feel me? I can at least be like, a nigga can still be like, hey, blood, what the fuck that was about? And still be feeling like, okay, my nigga. After I explain it, if I feel like I should, because right. Sometimes certain people don't deserve an explanation.
Right.
But if I feel like this person or whoever it may be deserves the explanation, then we could come to an understanding real quick.
Right.
So my responses are never... It don't bring the house down. I don't be certain niggas get mad and do way too fucking much, and you be like, nah, my nigga.
Right.
Like, ain't no alcohol, ain't no drugs to give you no excuse for that. Like my response, you may not like it, but we can always talk about it later.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to prove you wrong and make you say what I think. You know what I mean? Like, you were wrong. Like, tell me you're wrong. I don't care about all that. It's just like if we're going back and forth to something, I'll be like, you know what? This is stupid. Like, what the fuck are we? This is dumb.
The back and forth is stupid. Yeah,
it's just so dumb. Like, I can't do this. I don't have time for this. Like, it's really irrelevant, you know. And I think we grew to that, you know, because I'm a last word motherfucker. I need the last word.
And if I feel like it, you might not never get it.
I've never seen that part of you yet. You've always let me have the last word.
Exactamundo.
You feel me? Yep. You know, relationships is gonna learn, man. We all learning, man. We all here on Earth School learning the best to be the best us that we can be. And man, shout out to everyone struggling through their relationships, man. It doesn't have to be a real struggle, man.
It could be a beautiful struggle.
It could be a beautiful struggle.
Love your motherfucking self, nigga.
Yeah.
God damn.
Love yourself to the point where it makes it easier to love other people.
And it makes it easier to be loved. Nigga, if you love yourself, guess how much more somebody gonna love you? If you can love yourself.
If they know how to love themselves as well, yes.
Yeah, people who don't know how to love themselves love on other people because they don't yet know how to love on themselves. If they see somebody...
No, they don't. They suck the energy out of motherfuckers.
That may happen. But if both parties are aware of this, it could be handled. You know what I'm saying?
And what's the conclusion? What's the conclusion?
Love yourself, man. Fuck
It's always
shit.
That. That's always the conclusion.
It is. Because fuck a relationship. If you can't love yourself, there is no relationship.
Ooh, that's a good topic for next time.
Bam.
Honestly, out of all the podcasts I've done, this episode right here is special. It flowed so naturally. I mean, you see the connection in the bond, and how we communicate. It took a while to get to that level. I mean, we still have a long ways to go, but, you know, being able to hear it and just, you know, see like how we kind of have our own opinions and ways of thinking, but at the same time, we're on the same path, on the same direction. We have the same purpose in life. And with that, I mean, how can the relationship fail? I mean, there's always room for it if the only way is if one or both of us quit. That's the only difference, is the quitting process. But you have to understand what's worth fighting for. Who is worth fighting for? What type of bullshit are you willing to deal with in any relationship is the question. And in order to understand that, you have to know who you are and what you are really capable of carrying. Because no relationship is 50-50. No relationship is 50-50. There's no focus on equality. People need to just take that focus on equality out of relationships and focus more on compatibility. And when you're compatible with each other, it's like you are focused on trying to fit into each level of understanding from where that person is coming from and vice versa. If that made any sense. But yeah, this episode was really dope. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you come back next Friday for the next episode. And if you have any suggestions, that things that you would like to hear us talk about, if you have anything that will make this podcast better, any ideas, please do not be shy, man. Tap in. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back again for more. Gracias por escuchar. This is Dava Yaga. Ciao.